Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Oh, Vizzelli, it's good to be having a drink with you.
Oh, cheers to that.
Vivant, you saw an interesting show.
Yes, the elaborate entrance of Chad Deity.
The title sounds very catching.
The title's very important. The funny thing is, Chad Deity is not the main character in this story.
Oh, but I assume that he had quite an entrance.
He did. Okay. He did. What happens is he is a studio wrestler, much like played by Javon Johnson.
Well, yeah, because in WrestleMania, now I'm not an expert by any means, but isn't that like a big thing, like how they come in?
How they come in.
The ladies with the feathers and the, you know.
Yes, all sorts. We had all of that.
It is very theatrical, so it makes sense there should be a play involving this. Okay.
He would come in. He had his girls behind him. One of them was our friend Maggie Carr, who's not in the show, but she's in. She's in the show, but she's not. It's really meta. You'll have to see to find out. But we have Javon is the star. Chad Deity is the big star of the show. It in Mace's mind, but Mace is the star of the show we're seeing.
Okay. And I'm already confused.
Right.
Why do I want to see it?
Oh, I'll tell you why. First of all, the acting is amazing. Gil Perez Abraham plays Mace, our main character, and who's always looking up to Chad Deity, played by Javon Johnson. We had Nicola Slade playing VP, and it is it's a farce, it's a satire. The acting is incredible. It's directed by Patrick Jordan, who runs the show.
Bare Bones.
Bare Bones over there.
Did he get in the ring for this one?
He is in the show as well. Right. He plays a character. He's the gruff and tough sort of manager.
Which is probably close to his daily role managing that theater company.
There's an actual boxing ring in the Ace Hotel, which is fantastic.
Wait a minute. Well, for this show.
They got a boxing ring for the show. Yeah.
Right. There isn't just like, that's not an amenity of the Ace Hotel. It's
no.
Like, come down
no,
and see the boxing ring. We'll give you some free peanuts, you know. But that's for the show. They built it into the Ace Hotel. Okay.
Built it in, brought it in for the show, which is great because it's like a rustic gymnasium. It's an old YMCA. They didn't do much to refurbish it, but they do put up this giant boxing ring and the lights and the dark, and it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful set. And like I said, the acting, the talent. Gil Perez Abraham, the main character, very charismatic lead. He is charming, he's witty, and he's like got this like urban wisdom, the character, and he's really able to sell that. A really fun show. He is a Puerto Rican kid growing up, always into WrestleMania, gets really excited because he becomes part of the show. But then they want to cast him and his Indian friend as terrorists. Because there's always a bad guy in studio wrestling.
Oh, is that?
Yes, it's sort of good guys and bad guys.
Because they come up with the storylines.
They come up with storylines. It's not real.
Is none of it real at all? That's what I really don't understand about wrestling.
Well, there are some body slams in this play oh my God, okay. I like felt bones breaking just watching them. Great choreography of fighting in the show.
Good deal. So if you like wrestling, and
even if you don't, because it's a great satire.
I think I may enjoy a satire on wrestling more so than...
It's more than just a satire on wrestling. It's a satire on America, really. Oh,
very timely as well.
Yes. Take my word for it.
Good deal. And again, that is Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity.
Yes.
Bare Bones Productions.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.